Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Leslie Gold. Well, how important is sleep? You have heard me talk about this on the air. I do speaking engagements on this very topic. Sleep will change your life. Sleep will make you smarter. It'll make you more creative. It'll make you healthier, thinner, prettier. It'll improve your disposition, which will likely also improve your relationships. It'll improve your health. It'll cause you to get promoted at work. If I were selling a pill that could improve your looks, your health, your career, and your personality, you would be lining up to buy it from me. That's what sleep will do. So getting a good night's sleep regularly is the number one thing that you can do to improve your life. I'm a sleep evangelist, so I was super excited to read about Casper, a new company that is changing the mattress industry, not just with their product, which is different, but also in the way that they do business. This is really a company to watch, and the COO and co-founder, Neil Parikh, is on with me. Hi, Neil.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, so let's start first with what's different about the Casper mattress. What's different about the product?
Sure. So everything from the way that we develop the product through to the way that you receive it and the way you interact with us is different. So when we first started Casper, we were thinking about there has to be a way to build one perfect mattress, right? You go into a store, it's an awful experience. Every product looks the same. You have no idea what's actually good for your back. So in the product development process, we started with the material that we knew was great. Memory foam is very supportive. People have loved it for years. It has two key problems. One is that it generally sleeps very hot, and there are a lot of complaints about that. And secondly, you feel like you're getting stuck in it. You know, you get that cratering effect where your body is sinking into it. And so it's not very good. It doesn't have a healthy balance for all the other things that you might use a mattress for. And so we developed a product that had latex on the top. So it's a synthetic latex, so there's no problems with allergies. But that latex is 7 times more breathable, and so it allows the heat to escape, so it sleeps a lot cooler. But more importantly, it still has a healthy balance.
Now, what inspired the invention? Are you a bad sleeper? Is someone in your company a bad sleeper? Or did you just hate the whole mattress purchasing process?
It was looking around us and just seeing that we're in such an interesting time. People are sleeping so poorly, and people are thinking about sleep more than ever. You know, so when you go outside and you see people that are dreary-eyed everywhere, and yet you open every magazine and see people talking about how to improve sleep, how to hack sleep, how to think about it, and yet there aren't a lot of good products that can help you definitively improve your sleep. And so we said there has to be a way to target this with one, you know, starting with one product and then happen to be a much better mattress. And so that's where we kind of got our original start thinking about how can we help people sleep better.
Yeah, but it's not just the product. I mean, your Casper mattress can fit in the trunk of a car. I understand you're delivering these mattresses in New York City, in some cases by bike messenger. Is that correct?
That's right.
It's crazy.
Yeah, the original inspiration was that Luke, our co-founder, and I had lived in a fourth floor walk-up. And there was no way for us to get a queen size bed around the corners. You know, they're super bulky. And so the inspiration came to say, well, what if we could actually fit a mattress inside of a box and make it a lot easier? It would also mean that we could lower the prices dramatically because I'm like, you know, instead of having distribution centers everywhere where we have to have huge trucks to deliver these beds with 2 people each, we can normally send them out the door with just UPS. So it's like a normal package. And then in places like New York, we can actually do an even more eco-friendly approach where we can, depending on where you live, deliver them with a cargo bike. And so that was part of our philosophy of just thinking about how can we reinvent every part of the experience, from making sure it's a better product to making sure the way you get it is much more fun and easier for you. And then all the way through to, you know, even when you talk to us, we have no commissioned salespeople, right? So everyone you talk to is just a normal person who sleeps on a Casper that wants to tell you about their experience and help you out. Which is totally different than the experience that you would have shopping in a normal mattress store.
Yeah, you have a showroom I was interested to see, at least one in New York and one in L.A., although there's only one model of mattress, if you will. And the showroom, you can explain it to me. The showroom looked to me like somebody's bedroom.
It is. So it was like trying to create as if you're going into someone's home and trying out their beds. When we first opened Casper, we realized that some people still want to try it out and they want to experience the brand and they want to meet us and say hi. So we opened up these 2 places. New York is an apartment. In LA, it's a home in West Hollywood where you can go and try out the bed. But literally you are in someone's, you know, what feels like someone's apartment. It's not a place that's a sea of white mattresses where you have no idea, you know, how one is different than the other. And, you know, the reason why we have one bed is that when you go to a hotel, most people sleep well, and they don't ask you if you want a firm bed or a soft bed. You know, that kind of creation of vast differences in firmness and softness were kind of created by the mattress industry so that they could increase the SKU count in the retail stores. It's not because, you know, people actually need different firmnesses to sleep better.
Okay. So can people, when you say test out the mattress, can how do they test out the mattress? Do they come to the apartment?
There's two ways, If you come to our showrooms, you can try it out. But more importantly, you know, 99.5% of our customers have never laid on our bed before trying it. And so we back it up with a 100-day trial where if you don't like it, we'll come to your house and pick it up. And thankfully, not that many people return it because, you know, people like it. But we honestly do believe that you have to sleep on it to know if it's for you or not. You know, trying something out for 5 seconds in a store, in an environment that's not comfortable, it's not how you're actually going to be sleeping, someone's laying over you, that has very little resemblance to if you're going to like a bed or not in the long run.
Mm-hmm. So I was telling you before the interview that I come by my love of sleep, very honestly. I hosted a morning radio show in New York City for many years, and on the air at 6 a.m. means being in the office at 4 a.m. Yep. and up at 3 a.m. And I found it impossible to fall asleep at 7 at night because it was still light out. It was like being a toddler. So
right.
I was chronically sleep deprived, and it drip by drip transformed my personality, and not for the better. And I was aware of it, but unable to control it, right? I knew that I was nasty, but as the nasty words were coming out of my mouth, I wanted to grab them in the air and put them back in my throat, but I couldn't do it. And so upon leaving that job, which was the best thing that happened to me, I got very serious about my sleep. And I noticed that it improved my memory, it improved my mojo, it improved my figure, it improved my ability to be creative, right? I felt smarter and healthier. And truly, one of the key ingredients to a good night's sleep, I would say one of the three, is a mattress. The other one is the temperature in the room, and the third one is turning off your brain, I would say.
And I think, from a lifestyle perspective, there is nothing else that has such compounding benefits, just like you talked about, right? Imagine if you could wake up every day and feel 10% better, and then the next day feel 10% better than you felt before. Like, you know, that's why, like, you have athletes sleep on our beds, you know, pro NFL athletes, basketball players, artists, writers, you know, everyone. And I think it was just, for me, it was a light bulb moment when I realized, like, to your exact point, everyone needs to sleep better, and when you sleep better, you are a better person for it.
For sure. People don't realize it's a magic bullet. It's your secret weapon. It's your edge in life. So that's why I was so excited to read about Casper. How's the company doing, and how do you plan to grow? Will you go into other sleep-related products?
Yes. Yeah, so thankfully, you know, our customers have been so vocal about sharing it. So, you know, we expected to do, like, probably $1 million in our first year. We ended up doing $20 million in our first 12 months of
God,
sales.
Oh, my God. That's astounding. That's fantastic.
So, thank you. And so people have just, you know, thankfully, it's really struck a chord with a lot of people. And what's next is that, you know, we've got an entire product design team that's focused on thinking about other products for sleep. And so I can't say quite what yet, but if you think of something in your bedroom that could be better for sleep, we're working on it.
Oh, really? Hmm. a few things flashed in my mind. But you know what else I also love, Neil, is that it's sort of a brick-and-mortar business that you've applied a lot of new-age applications. I mean, you have took a low-tech item and made it more high-tech. And then, of course, you can order online, which no one previously would ever think of ordering their mattress online. But you go to Casper.com, and it's a very easy experience. So where are the mattresses made? Are they made in this country?
They are. They're all American made. So we work, you know, and they're at the moment all made in Atlanta, Georgia, using, you know, the vast majority of the materials are American. We have one piece that comes from Belgium, just they don't do that kind of weaving in America anymore. But they're made in America. We employ American people. You know, our office is in New York City as well as in LA. But, you know, it's also inspiring just to see that, like, there are still some industries, it's very cool, there's still some industries that we can manufacture in America and be proud of that.
Yeah, you know what? Bravo, truly. And congratulations on all your success. If you ever need a sleep freak, a sleep evangelist, I'm your girl, I'll tell you. Everybody go to Casper.com, C-A-S-P-E-R, Casper.com. You need a new mattress, try it. If you don't like it, they'll come and get it. I mean, how much better than that can you get? Neil Parikh, congratulations on everything. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And I am dead serious about this. On this subject, I am an authority. Sleep deprivation comes with consequences that are really, really scary, and a full night's sleep comes with benefits that are truly amazing. So I'm Leslie Gold. We'll be right back. It's America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Did you know that your passwords are very, very predictable? And it's not difficult for thieves to figure them out. Here's the social science of it. 90% of passwords are highly familiar. Most use their name, children's or partner's name, even a pet's name. Teens use passwords associated with celebrity idols, cartoons, Homer Simpson, or Madonna. Those are the two most popular fantasy passwords. Some passwords are very, sexual. Finally, only 10% of all passwords are cryptics and use strange-looking, boring, and unintelligible collection kind of gobbledygook numbers and letters. What's the cheap psychological trick? Go with boring passwords. Don't go with something that's top of mind. Never, ever give a hacker an even break. Did I nail your password? Let me know at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. One day Mary saw a newspaper ad for a new refrigerator that was just too good to be true. It was the exact fridge she wanted for only $200. She rushed down to the store only to be told the price in the paper was a mistake. Mary was furious. She said if it was in print, the store had to sell at that price. Otherwise, she would press charges for false advertising. Is Mary right or wrong? The final verdict after this.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
For Star Wars nerds, it'll be lightsaber stiffies. For everyone else, The Force Awakens is still out of this world. I'm in.
6-second reviews are brought to you by the flat out funniest comedy of the holiday season. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler are sisters. Now playing.
So, is it false advertising? No. If a price error was made by mistake, the store does not have to sell at that price. And that's the final verdict.